This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Measurement number two, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. No surprises. Another record in May, up 16.6% over the same month last year, home prices were. That's a lot of equity that homeowners are getting, but equity that is not spread anywhere near evenly across racial and ethnic groups. And that happens in very large part because homes in black and brown neighborhoods have historically been appraised for far less than homes in white neighborhoods. Fannie Mae, the big mortgage company, is trying to change that by changing the way appraisers write their reports, getting rid of phrases like crime-ridden and integrated community in favor of more objective metrics. Marketplace's Matt Levin takes a look at whether that might work.
Heather Preche is a real estate agent in South L.A. She doesn't have a ton of time to talk because
I'm actually going to an appraisal for one of my listings.
A four-bed, three-bath home in a historically black neighborhood called Chesterfield Square. The buyer offered over $1 million and over asking.
Chesterfield Square is right next door to Leimert Park, which is, it's probably one of the more desirable areas.
Leimert Park is also historically black, but desirable or desirable neighborhood is actually one of the terms Fannie Mae says appraisers should avoid because it can be racially coded for white. Andre Perry is with the Brookings Institution.
Simply not using a term doesn't make the attitudes go away. I think this exercise is really about forcing appraisers to ask why they use these terms.
His research shows that on average, homes in black neighborhoods are valued at $48,000 less than equivalent homes in white neighborhoods. Perry applauds Fannie Mae for trying to clean up the language, but he's also concerned about who's doing the appraising.
A group of white men, mostly, who essentially set the standards.
Roughly 85% of appraisers are white, according to an industry survey. And then there are the buyers, says Preche, the South LA real estate agent.
Let me tell you where the racial bias is coming from. It's coming from people who are coming here. And they'll say it in a way like, oh, is this a safe neighborhood?
Safe neighborhood. More code. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.